We're talking with Mark Hodges from Oklahoma Genetics, OGI, and Mark, you've really started to get a little bit of a track record going, Oklahoma Genetics has, in marketing primarily Oklahoma State University's output of their breeding program for hard red winter wheat. And for the 2013 selling season, which would have been for the 2014 crop, I know that you had several varieties, and it looked like a lot of interest for those varieties.
We did. And, of course, at the top of the list, Gallagher, Iba, Ruby Lee, Double Stop, which is Dr. Carver's new two-gene Clearfield technology wheat. You know, he made the statement that he would have released Double Stop whether it had the two-gene Clearfield technology or not. It was that good, and that's exactly what we've seen, and it's been extremely popular. Everyone that had any bushels of it at all this year had such high demand that they were looking for more, and of course, obviously, that's where we want to be, but we were very pleased with sales this past year. We don't have the final totals yet, but I can tell you that those newer varieties sold very, very well.
And you're going to be at some point here this spring, once you get the tally all in place, you'll be delivering a royalty check once again to Oklahoma State University that can be then plowed back into that breeding program.
That's correct. This last year we wrote the check for $402,000. All of that past overhead, what it cost us to do the marketing, all of that goes back in the university. The way it is designed to be split within the university is 30% goes to intellectual properties, 20% goes to Division of Ag, and 50% goes directly to Brett Carver and the breeding program. But the university, since inception, has put their 20%, 30% respectively back into the breeding program as well. So they believe in the program, obviously, or they wouldn't be investing that money back in themselves. And we're very happy with how that's going at this point.
And I guess what maybe a year or two before you guys really got going, we saw Kansas kind of set up this type of a plan. And this has really been one way that we've been able to keep these public breeding programs competitive, right?
Yeah, and that's really when Oklahoma Genetics, Inc. Inception was to handle Clearfield technology because there wasn't another way to do it. But it rapidly transformed into a way for support to the breeding program because we knew federal and state budgets weren't going to increase. Matter of fact, their funding's decreased. And so we were looking for ways to shore up the support for the public breeding program because we feel that's the only way that producers are going to be able to continue to afford their investment that they've had in germplasm over the years. And obviously we've got the best wheat breeder in the world, bar none. And so he's delivering.